Back in September, the Albany Police Department cleared Detective James Olson of any wrongdoing in the August 20th shooting that left 19-year-old Eleazar Williams paralyzed from the waist down. Friday, an Albany County grand jury returned a no bill of indictment in the case after hearing from witnesses and reviewing evidence related to the shooting. Police say Olson shot Williams near Elk Street after Williams, who fit the description of a possible gunman given in a 911 call, ran away from an unmarked car carrying Olson and two other detectives. A lengthy PowerPoint with video shown to reporters at District Attorney David Soar's office shows the car caught up with Williams, and as Olson pursued him on foot, Williams dropped a knife. Police say Williams then ran toward Olson, who fired two shots, one hitting Williams in the shoulder. Soars, a Democrat, says the grand jury considered all of the evidence presented over a span of 3 weeks and weighed all of the factors to determine justification for Detective Olson's actions, ultimately finding that his actions fell within the limits of the law.
I understand that the community at large has arrived at an opinion. I understand that there are law enforcement agencies, two, that had arrived at an opinion and they shared their conclusions. We are not bound by those conclusions, hence the independence. We are separate agencies. We've conducted our own investigation. And based upon our findings, those were the findings that were presented to a grand jury, and today was the result.
Center for Law and Justice Executive Director Alice Green has been critical of the case from the get-go and says the community is not satisfied and many questions remain unanswered. She criticized Soar's press conference.
He wasn't forthcoming and simply talking about what the grand jury decided. But there's something wrong here. And I don't know how we're going to get the true story, but that's what we're interested in, the true story. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but we in the community do not have the true story of what happened to Eleazar.
Soar said he called the press conference to be as transparent as possible.
At some point in the future, we would also be engaging the community with respect to the events that have transpired today, and we would be sharing the same information with members of the community if there is an interest there in doing so.
Soars denied Green the opportunity to ask a question after he opened the room to questions from reporters. He later suggested her group call a forum and invite him, and he would discuss it. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.